There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Trending today.
God, we were like the odd couple then trying to get something to work. Anyway.
It's going to be good tomorrow.
Today, this first one is a woman, an 85-year-old Italian woman. And Maria, grandmother Maria, was gifted a Google Home by her grandson and his girlfriend. This is Maria, having been told what she's been gifted, having a go with Google Home.
There we go.
I'm glad to meet
what
you.
What is this thing?
Hello, Google.
Google.
What's the weather, ask?
What the weather? He want to know what is the weather.
Tomorrow.
In Flagler Beach tomorrow, there will be showers with a high of 65 and a low of 56.
I'm scared. It's a mystery. Oh my gosh.
She just can't even. So they tell her what to say, but she's still not really got the gist of it. So here she is giving it another go.
Ask Google to play an Italian song.
Cuckoo! Hi, cuckoo!
You have to say hey or okay.
Hey, okay.
Tomorrow in London, it'll be sunny with a high of 41 and a low of 40.
Play a song for me. Piemontesina bella.
You have to say...
Addio dei giorni passati.
So, okay, you don't have to tap it first, but to wake it up, you have to either say, hey, Google, or okay.
Hey, Google. Okay, Google.
Play an Italian song.
And then Italian song.
So it has to light up after you say that, otherwise it didn't hear you correctly.
I got it.
And it goes on. She says she's got it. She didn't get it at all. She completely did not get it in the slightest. So, 2.5 million views since that was put up. And I think that was just before New Year's Eve. So her family obviously thought that was funny and it seemed like the rest of the world are laughing with them.
She doesn't need the song. She sang it brilliantly.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Okay. Question for you both very quickly.
Okay.
So, Tim, what kind of phone do you have?
Samsung.
Xena, what kind of phone do you have?
Got a Samsung.
I, on the other hand, have an iPhone. This is a comedian, British comedian, Ramesh Ranganathan. He is British born with Sri Lankan roots. And this video has had a staggering 5 million views in the week that it's been put up. Bear in mind, he's a comedian, British comedian. This has been viewed all over the world because he's talking about the difference between me and Xena and Tim.
So who's an iPhone user in here? Who's an Android phone user in here? All Android phone users, I hate them, man. They think they're part of some sort of alternative lifestyle, these guys. They're so smart. They think they're part of some sort of underground movement, these You say it, you got an iPhone. No. I think I'll make up my own mind about what phone I buy, thank you very much. I'm not a sheep. You're not off the grid. You haven't unplugged from the Matrix because you bought a Samsung. All right, it's a massive company. It's not a little family-owned business. Two brothers, Sam and Sung. So it's sort of a little market store. I think the thing that I find the most annoying about Android phone users is the fact they love talking about the battery life on the iPhone. It's like a hobby for these guys. I imagine you're looking for a plug point. Shut up, you...
So, yeah, just kind of reminded me of you.
Oh, that's like battle lines drawn, Z. I take up that challenge and we will run with it. Thank you very much.
That was funny.
Oh, dear. 6:07. So we'll finish today with the music scoop. And there are three songs today and they are very much kind of their time in their way. 1971. This came out today, 1971. So it's from Paranoid, Black Sabbath's second album in the United States. Iron Man was on there and others. David Bowie released this today, 1972.
Changes. Turn and face the strain. Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man.
What number did that get to on the chart, do you think? What would you say?
5.
Nope. Number 49.
Really?
That was number 49. That was the peak. David Bowie, Changes. Got to number 41 in the US. Last song he ever performed live when he retired from live performances in 2006 as well.
Didn't know that.
There you are. There's the trivia for you. Now, today in 2004, John Guerin died. He died of pneumonia. He was 64 years old. He was a drummer. He worked with Joni Mitchell, with Frank Zappa, with Linda Ronstadt, with Gram Parsons, with Todd Rundgren. He also played on the original title tune to Hawaii Five-O, probably the greatest drumming song ever. Fair to say?
It's good.
Fantastic. Isn't that just great?
It's fantastic.
I've always loved that. So that was John Guerin. It wasn't Mel Taylor from The Ventures who did originally record the song. A couple of texts in just quickly before we finish.
Yes. Okan's texted and said, I'm in Abu Dhabi. I've just seen something green flying through the air. Someone else has said, shooting stars on the road from Abu Dhabi to Dubai.
That's the best text we've ever had, I think. I've just seen something green flying through the air.
Shooting Star.
You don't get that every day, do you?
I know. It's amazing.
Well, I enjoyed it. Shooting Stars, thank you. So we're finished today with the music scoop, and it's 1980. This came out in America. Texts about shooting stars at the moment.
I know.
I saw the green flash in Dubai, says Anthony. Alan says it was green and it landed.
Yes. Colin says I saw it too. It was close to Gantoot. Hazin says I've also seen the same.
How strange. All right, then that's Drive Live for today. NLT back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.